You have just come through the only entrance gate to the castle. Above it, you can see the Principality's coat of arms. There was once a drawbridge here over a very deep moat. You are on the rocky outcrop, 300 metres, 900 feet long, that looks down on the historic town centre from a height of around 15 metres, or 45 feet. Before the 13th century, there were already buildings on this site. Up until the second half of the 18th century, a moat around 15 metres, 50 feet deep, separated the Châtel Derrière, in other words, today's castle, from the rest of the esplanade. The building, but not the towers, was rebuilt in 1751 as a residence for the last reigning duke, Frederick Eugène, and his family. Of the buildings on the esplanade back then, such as the former chancellery, the Hôtel du Bailly, the stables, and Saint-Mambeuf Church, only the Hôtel du Bailly still exists. It is now called either the Pavillon de l'Horloge or the Logis des Gentilshommes. In the early 17th century, the engraver Merion referred to it as the Governor's Palace or the County Bailiff's. And guess what? It is another of my creations. Built in the late 16th century, it has all the features of the Swabian Renaissance style. Beneath this elegant building with volutes, reminiscent of the City Hall in Essenglin, there is a charming Renaissance-style garden, a smaller version of the Pomerensengarten in Leonberg. This resemblance is no coincidence because at various points in my career, I worked in both of these Württemberg cities. The view from the esplanade extends to the foothills of the Jura Mountains to the south. On clear days, you can see Montbouton, the last village before Switzerland on the horizon, as well as Montbar Fort on the right. On the left, in what was a marshy plain up until 1912, you can see the PSR Peugeot Citroën plant, the biggest car manufacturing site in France. A combined ticket gives you entry to the Peugeot Adventure Museum in Sochaux and the car plant, one of the most modern in Europe. Getting back to the castle, it was the residence of the Dukes of Württemberg, Counts of Montbéliard, until 1793. It then became the property of the army and underwent alterations. At the same time, the army also demolished Saint-Mambeuf Church on the Esplanade and several other buildings. The castle was acquired by the town council in 1933 and now houses the Dukes of Württemberg Museum. This is where the tour ends. I hope you've enjoyed discovering Montbéliard as much as I have enjoyed guiding you. I must leave you now, but allow me to say, see you soon.